crazy, isn't he? Let's stand together if you would like and just bow our heads. Heavenly Father, Lord, we truly are appreciative every opportunity. Lord, we know we say it often, but truly I'm thankful, Lord, that you placed that pull in my heart to come and to gather around your word. Father, and I know there's great need in my life for it. For Lord Jesus, the hour is so far spent. And Lord, I ask that you would grant revelation to me of the portion that you have for me. And I know each one is gathered here for the same purpose, Lord. Father, as them little birds, Lord, pulling and calling, Father, feed us, oh God. Have your way tonight. Bless everyone that's here. Bless the service, Lord, every phase. May you just get the glory and honor and everything. Oh God, you're so wonderful. We, with great anticipation, we look toward the service, Lord, now in your precious name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise his name. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Turn with me in our, I'd like to start in our little pamphlets there. And page one, I keep coming back to the well of grace. Amen. Blessed is the fountain in a barren land that satisfies the thirst of the inner man. No better place can be found to dwell. Oh, won't you come to the well? Oh, I keep coming back to the well of grace. Great is the power, sweet is the taste. Whenever temptations and trials I face, I keep coming back to, amen. Oh, I keep coming back to the well of grace. Great is the power, sweet is the taste. Whatever temptation and trials I face, I keep coming back to the well. Oh, Jesus made a well at Calvary for healing, cleansing, and victory. How his joy overflows, no tongue can tell. I thank God for the well. Amen. Oh, I keep coming back to the well of grace. Sweet is the taste. Whatever temptation and trials I face, I keep coming back. Amen. Oh, I keep coming back to the well of grace. Great is the power. Sweet is the taste. Whatever temptation and trials I face, I keep coming back to the well. Amen. Keep coming back, saints. It's ever there. Amen. Praise his holy name. Page 427, looks like, in our big books. Amen. River of life. There's a river of life flowing out of me. Makes the lame to walk and the blind to see. Opens prison doors, sets the captives free. Oh, there's a river of life flowing out of me. Flowing up, oh well, within my soul. And make me whole, bring up whole well, and give to me that life abundantly. Amen. Oh, there's a river of life flowing out of me, makes the lame to walk and the blind to see, opens prison doors. Captives free. There's a river of life flowing out. bring up, oh well, and give to me that life abundantly. Amen. Amen. Oh, it's wonderful having that life bubble within you. Amen. Make you happy all day long. Sing. 356, just over a little bit. Amen. It's that spirit. That same spirit. Amen. 556. 556. Let's try that. Yes. It's that same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. Amen. If that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, oh, dwell in you. If that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, oh, dwell in you. Oh, it will quicken your mortal body with that spirit dwell in you. Oh, it will quicken your mortal body if that spirit dwell in you. Oh, if that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you. That same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you. Oh, dwell in you. Oh, it will quicken your mortal body if that spirit dwell in you. Oh, it will quicken your mortal body if that spirit token. Amen. Praise his name. Page 536. Amen. Yes, the manifesting time. Start with the chorus if you will. It's manifesting time. The fruits are on the vine, and the lovely one is coming in plain view. Oh, to cap God's chosen bride, redemption draweth nigh. He's that lovely one, he's coming in plain view. The voice of my beloved, behold, he quickly come, sweeping over the mountains, over the hills he runs. I long to hear his voice, I long to hear him say, arise, my love, my fair one, come away. Oh, it's manifesting time, the fruits are on the vine, and the lovely one is coming in plain view. Oh, to cap God's chosen bride, redemption draweth nigh. He's that lovely one, he's coming in plain view. The grapes are yours and mine, little foxes spoil the vine, for the vineyard blossoms forth her harvest time. Keep your eyes on things above, Don't look at me or you see that lovely one. He's coming in plain view. Amen. Oh, it's manifesting time. The fruits are on the vine, and the lovely one is coming in plain view. Oh, to cap God's chosen bride, redemption draweth nigh. He's that lovely one, he's coming in plain view. In the cleft of the rock, in the secret place so high, till the daybreak and the shadows flee away. Oh, in that mountain plain, a sweet smell's coming through. He's that lovely one, he's coming in plain view. Amen. Oh, it's manifesting time. The fruits are on the vine, and the lovely one is coming in plain view. Oh, to cap God's chosen bride, redemption draweth nigh. He's that lovely one, he's coming in. Amen. Sing that chorus again. Oh, it's manifesting time. The fruits are on the vine, and the lovely one is coming in plain view. Oh, to cap God's chosen bride, redemption draweth nigh. He's that lovely one, he's coming in plain view. Amen. Truly, saints, is not far off. Amen. Praise his holy name. Brother Luke, would you like to come up? Amen. That's the blessing. Amen. There's never been a day like this day. Amen. There's never been a day like this day to me. There's never been a day like this day I see. There's never to shine so bright as this day, this glorious day. Oh, there's never been a day like this day to me. There's never been a day like this day I see. There's never been a light to shine so bright as this day, this glorious day. Amen. Praise his name. What a day we live in, saints. Hallelujah. Would anyone have something on your heart? You like to be rivered? Amen. Just hold it on your heart. Brother Philip, would you like to take the request this evening? Do it by your
big glory, Lord, on you today. Praying that you remember those that are sick and afflicted, and you reach down in their lives, Lord, and do a work in their lives, Lord, and in their body, Lord. And praying tonight that you just bless the word as it comes forth now tonight, Lord, and just open our hearts to receive your word, Lord, and to anoint your messenger, and to bring forth the word, Lord, that we might draw closer to you, Lord, have a greater understanding of your word. And we ask these things now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise his name. You may be seated. Amen. If you're going to have a song, amen. Praise his name. Something on your heart? Hallelujah. Amen. You got one, Karen? All right, that's you come.
There are circumstances that arise in our lives, many situations we must face. And in all the trials and tests, Satan tries to do his best to make us reason God's word away. But if we can just stop, let that word come to our minds, each decision that we make will be right. And though it comes against our flesh, dear Lord, it's for the best. So we need to feel a touch from you today. We need a everything's all right with a little touch, Lord. We'll be able to make it through these perilous times. With the mountain so high, the valley so low, if we can just feel your touch, we know we can make it with just a little touch from you. We know we are living in such perilous times. Satan's going throughout the land. He'll try to take your mind with all the cares of life. He's deceiving all he can. When we come into the temple and hear your precious word, that's the source from which our strength will be renewed. And though the battle's raging hot, dear Lord, it matters not. If I can only feel a little touch from you, just a little touch, Lord, and everything's all right. With a little touch, Lord, I'll be able to make it through these perilous times. With the mountains so high, the valley so low, if I can just feel your touch, I know I'll with just a little touch from you. With the mountain so high, the valley so low, if I can just feel your touch, I know I can make it with just a little touch from you, touch from you.
Amen. How many knows you can make it? Just a little touch. Let's all stand, if you will. Sing a little chorus, Only Believe. Ask our brother to come.
Only believe, only believe, all things are possible, only believe,
again, just bow our heads for a moment. Heavenly Fathers, we have gathered here again now tonight. And we stand here now, Lord, with all of us, with our heads bowed before you. But Lord, I trust that our hearts is bowed before you also. That Lord Jesus, you'd speak to us through the precious Word of God. See such an urgency, Lord, and feel such an urgency moving into our hearts. Lord, and it's good. It's good to have an urgency. It's good to have a desperation in our hearts. Lord, for the hour in which we live, and we see the things that's taking place and being fulfilled that you already said would take place. You promised it, and you spoke through your prophets and told us, Lord, warned us. It's not as if we would walk blindly now in this day and not know what to do or what to expect. But Lord, by the grace in which you've imparted to us, we know exactly what to look for and what you're going to do and what you're doing right now. We just ask that as we receive the word tonight, it'll continue to stir us, Lord, and renew our hearts and our minds to the purpose we're here for. And again, may you get the glory through all this. May our lives be completely surrendered to you. May we understand what it is to be surrendered to you, Lord. Well, God, help us now tonight. We love you and appreciate you. Just want to do everything you want us to do, Lord. Just want you to have that preeminence in our lives. We ask it in your holy name, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Well, I appreciate the Lord again for another opportunity for his precious word to be renewed back to my heart, my mind, and the freshness of it, the reality of it. Amen. Let's turn our Bibles to the book of Romans, the 6th chapter, if you'd like to turn with me, please. Amen. Romans, the 6th chapter. And I'm just going to title my little message tonight. I'm not going into the message we was on Sunday, because I really want to make sure as many can be here as possible, but I just felt led this evening to speak on these things. But we're just titled our little message tonight, Yielded Unto the Lord. Amen. Let's read the 13th verse of Romans 6. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. And may the Lord bless during His word, and you may be seated. If we really pay attention to what He's saying there, let's just read it again. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin. But now watch what happens if you yield unto God. But yield yourselves unto God. Now, who is God? The Word. So I don't have to try to imagine in my mind this cloud floating around that we would maybe try to call God. God is the Word. All right? We know that. But yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead. You can see what those that are alive from the dead, what they do. They yield unto God. Those that are alive in God. And your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. For sin shall not have dominion over you. For ye are not under the law, but under grace. What then? Shall we sin? Because we are not under the law, but under grace? God forbid. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey? Notice. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness. But God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness. I speak after the manner of men because of the iniquity or infirmity of your flesh. For as ye have yielded your members servants to uncleanness and to iniquity unto iniquity, even so now ye yield members, your members, servants to righteousness unto holiness. Amen. So this being yielded is very important. And you may think, well, praise God, I'm truly yielded to the Lord. Well, again, it's like any other message that and any word that God has. Until we can measure ourselves up by it and then see it fulfilled or manifested in our lives, then we really can't say we're much of a partaker of it. We might say that we believe it and say that it's true, that it's God speaking it. And it's God's word. But unless it's truly manifested and we are truly identified with it and it's identified in our life, then really we're not truly in this particular little word that I'm using tonight, yielded. If we're not truly seeing it identified in our life, then we're not truly yielded. As again, now as many things in God's word, we can say with our mouth that we are. Oh, unless it's identified in our life. That's the important thing, see. Now, saints, again, I want to tell you something. We are moving into something that is so important and so great to know. If we cannot find ourselves identified with this message of this day that God's servant the prophet brought forth, that was revealed to him. So his angels come down, revealed the word to him. And if we can't find ourselves being identified in it, it identified in us. I don't know how to say it. We will be mentally tormented. To know what God said. Now again, you have to understand what I'm saying now. We're not just talking about a man that spoke. We're talking about God spoke himself in this last days through that prophet. And God himself told exactly what the requirements was to be this bride that he so often spoke about and expressed about, how this wife of his, he would come back and take her home with him. There would be this rapture, this catching away. She'd be caught up in a moment, a twinkling of an eye, and be caught up with him and taken with him. And to see if we cannot identify with it is so scary. And the thing of it is, God gave the formula, the answer to whether we are one of them or not, without any question. Now let me ask you this question, this, or these few questions here, or just maybe not questions, but present some things to you, because there's an answer to it. And we may sit around and think about, well, yeah, I know this answer and I know that answer. But let me just run a few things to you, or by you here. Why are we seeing so many people that has the opportunity to sit down and listen or read everything that prophet said? They have the source of listening to it. They have that source of reading it. It is so readily available. So easy to get to. So easy. And yet, it seems like you see people just all through the land. That's the people that's following this, listening to it. They take their time and they go to services and they listen to their preachers, and they'll take the time and read the messages. They'll take the time and listen to the messages. They do it. But yet cannot get the reality of it. Just can't get it. Why is it that people are still, they can get caught up with the devices, worldly things? Why is that? Why is it so easy for them to? Why is it so easy for them to get caught up in a job? Why is it so easy for believers, they call themselves, be caught up in family life? Why is it? And they let these things distract them, and then you don't see the word manifesting like God said it had to be. You don't see people really being prisoners. It's been preached, it's been talked about, the prophet spoke it, it's scriptural, and yet you can't find prisoners. Why is this? Why is it that it seems that people, yes, they'll get baptized, they'll continue to go to church, we'll call it, and they'll start being a better people, and still according to Scripture and what God said through God's mouthpiece, they still are not born again? Why is this? Why is this all happening? Why
is there so many people that still really don't know they're born again? They really don't. They're hoping and trusting that they are. But why aren't they? And if you put all these things together in a whole and put it all in one great big picture, it just looks like there's hardly anybody saved. Because they're just so easily distracted, so easily from the failed test. It's so easy for them to walk away from what the prophet said. It's so easy for their mouth to start saying something that they say Brother Brown said and he didn't even say it. It's so easy. It's so easy for them to believe something their pastor in the past said that was not word. It's so easy. I mean, it's not something they have to fight and struggle to get to. It just happens so easy. It's as easy as somebody just batting their eyes. It's automatically it happens. Why? That's what I believe the Lord wants to show us. It's already there, already spoken. But the sad thing of it is, for those that won't get it, it's only given to the elected to see. Absolutely, it is not given to nobody else to know. They cannot. Regardless how nice a person they are, regardless how good they are to people, regardless how many times they go to church, how many times they read the Bible, how many times they listen to the prophet's message and shout amen and dance and scream and cry and tears run down their face, it's still only going to be predestinated seed. Until that time, until we get to it, let's talk about this yielding. Because only predestinated seed's going to yield. Nobody else will. To everybody else, everything in this life is way more important than God is. And doing what God wants done. Everybody else, family is more important. To everybody else, maybe a home is more important. A job is more important. We're living in that time where it's so easy for everything else to be more important than God. But God has some people predestinated. That He is the all in all. Truly. Everything to them. The whole world can burn up. Jobs, families, homes, everything can be destroyed. But give them Jesus. Why do you think Jesus himself said many times, or it's been preached of many times, even the prophet mentioned that what Jesus said, he that can't hate father and mother, brother and sister, for my sake, is not worthy. They're not worthy to be a son or daughter of God. They're not worthy of it. What do we love the most in this life? What do we yield to the most? It's something to ask ourselves. What do we yield to? The most. What comes to mind are thoughts when things immediately begin to go wrong. What comes to our mind? Does immediately come to our mind, how am I going to figure this out? How am I going to work this out? Or does the word? God's got to get people ready, saints.
just thank God that He's still in my heart to get me ready. Help me, Lord. Help me what? What do you mean by that, Brother Steve? Help me to yield. Because you predestinated people to yield. See? Let's go on here. I'm going to read something here in the Church Age book. It's chapter 1, page 16. You'll recall that I mentioned at the beginning of this message that this book we are studying is the actual revelation of Jesus Himself in the church and His work in the future ages. Then I mentioned that it takes the Holy Spirit to give us revelation. I'm going to tell you, if you don't have a revelation, how do you know what to yield to? Then I mentioned that it takes the Holy Spirit to give us revelation, or we will fail to get it. Bringing these two thoughts together, you will see that it won't take just ordinary study and thinking to make this book real. How true that is. It's going to take the operation of the Holy Ghost. That means this book can't be revealed to anyone but a special class of people. So that means anything that prophet brought, that the Holy Ghost opened up what that scripture was saying, ain't going to happen either unless I get a revelation of it. You see? I'll never get the reality of it. I'll never have an understanding what God is doing, what He's looking for. You see? It will take one with prophetic insight. It will require the ability to hear from God. It will require supernatural instruction. Not just a student comparing verse with verse, though that is good, but a mystery requires the teaching of the Spirit, or it never becomes clear. Now, the only way I understand that the Scripture is saying and what the prophet said, the only way to have that teaching by the Spirit is by the Holy Ghost being in you. That Holy Ghost teacher on the inside. Not an outside teacher, the Holy Ghost teacher on the inside. That's how it's going to be made real. There could be a genuine Holy Ghost-filled, God-sent teacher standing there and teaching the Word to me, but if I don't have that Holy Ghost teacher on the inside, his words is just a bunch of Bible. You know? He says, how we need to hear from God and lay ourselves open and become yielded to the Spirit. Here and now. Yielded. Now, of course, I looked up that little word yielded in the original Greek, and it says to place a person at one's disposal, to be at hand or surrendered to. So if we're yielded, and if we're yielded to God, we are placed at His disposal. To whatever He wants to show me, have me do, have me see, whatever. I've got to be yielded to Him. And as the prophet said, I can't even yield to the Lord myself. He's got to put something inside of us to cause us to yield. Now, if I don't have something on the inside that causes me to yield, then I'm in bad shape. How many times over the years, some of you older ones in the faith and been in maybe in the message for a long time, you've seen people, the Word of God come across the pulpit, it'd be exactly what the prophet said, it'd be exactly scriptural, and they get up and walk out and say, I don't believe that. They couldn't yield to it. It wasn't predestinated to yield to it. It wasn't given to them to know and understand the mysteries of the kingdom. You see? So, there wasn't nothing on the inside to yield to what was being said. Now see, it's only the grace of God if we sit here tonight and we sit here yielded to what the Holy Ghost wants to give us out of these scriptures and His quotes. That's only grace.
Because you may sit there, you may be one that sits there and, well, I'm going to listen to the preacher and then I'm going home. I wish you'd hurry up. It's time to get out of here. Or you can sit there and be yielded, and that when you hear that word, yes, Lord, and it's applied. See? And that happens with everything God gives us and everything in the word. For it to be applied, it has to be yielded to. Remember, those that are led by the Spirit of God are what? The sons of God. Now, how can I be led by the Spirit of God if I'm not yielded to the Spirit? If there's not a true yielding to the Spirit, the Holy Spirit doesn't lead me. Because I've got my own ideas what I want to do or how I feel about it or when I want to get to it or how I want to do it and when it's going to get done and all that. But if we're yielded, it's yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Couldn't we see that in the Lord Jesus Christ when he was here? Absolutely. Just read the scripture. He was always yielded to the Father. Is that right? Amen. Take any of those old patriarchs and prophets down through the ages and see what they did. They had to yield. What, speaking of something as simple as Noah himself, what did he do? When God come down and spoke to him and said, there's going to be rain come, you're going to build this big boat, and you're going to load these animals, and you're going to float to safety. Say it in a way the children can understand. He had to yield to that. But do you think that was easy? No. Look at all the opposition. The mocking, scoffing, making fun of him. Working on this thing for 100 years. And people thinking, this man's crazy. Why is it wrong with him? Well, you lost your mind, Noah? But he yielded. He yielded to what God said, which was the Word. Is that right? Amen. It isn't no different for us today. God speaks to us, and he spoke to us through a prophet in this last age. He spoke to us through the scripture. We come back and we read those things. We listen to those things. Now, what if God speaks, which is his word, and you don't find me doing what he says to do? It can only mean one thing. I have not yielded to the word. Now, there might be a problem why I didn't yield to the word. Might be because I'm not born again. It might be because I'm a hypocrite. It might be because I'm a make-believer, an unbeliever, whatever. But there is a core to whatever word I didn't yield to. Because a born-again son of God, the scripture will say, don't do this. Don't do that. And the body quickly yields, comes under subjection to it. Is that right? I'm not telling you something false. I can't help if you don't understand it. You've got as much opportunity to read it, and the same thing I'm quoting, you've got the opportunity to read it, same as I do. I can't help it if you waste your time. I can't help if you don't take, even when your body might be tired, and you sit there and still something pulling on the inside. Lord, I want to know. I want to know. I want to know. Can't help if your body's weak and you give to the flesh. Nah. If any son or daughter of God always gave to the flesh, God would never get nothing done for him. Yeah. I'm tired. I'm wore out. I've worked 10 hours today. So, what's more important? Huh? What's more important? Your body being tired? Pressing on. Huh? It's so easy for people to yield to the flesh and not to God. Yeah. But men ain't men anymore. And women ain't women anymore. They ain't built like they used to be. You might argue the fact, well, I eat good, but I'm going to still argue the fact. Food still ain't what it used to be. No. That's why you better depend on God to help you out with it.
Right,
yeah. Well, then you're saying, eat whatever I want to eat. No. I didn't say that. Cigarettes is harmful, ain't it? Why do you think they're harmful? Well, because the Surgeon General says smoke causes cancer. Yeah. Look at all the other things they says it does. See? Look at all the other things it does have no food value in it at all. Look what they're doing to our wheat. Yeah. They're destroying it. They spray it with Roundup so they can harvest it quicker. They didn't get it harvested quick enough, so now they want it harvested quicker, so they spray it with Roundup to kill it again. All kinds of things.
Amen.
Yeah. For some of us, it may be a little too expensive to eat like some things that's available out there that would be a little healthier. That's why you need a token. Ask God to bless that food. Because if you ain't got a token, God ain't listening to you. You're still getting junk. All you can do is read the word. Does God honor prayer without the token? You mean you missed it? Well, go back and read it. He said, Brother Steve, you feel a little bit short. You sound a little bit short because people ain't reading and studying the word. I'm going to tell you, you may think I'm short, maybe a little impatient. But what do you think God sees? When he has laid this all before you, and you haven't yielded to it, to use it like you need to. And as I've said so many times over the year, so many times, I might be getting a little off my message, but really I'm not. I'm talking about you. We still get an attitude, a little thought going, well, the preacher said we ought to read the Word of God, so when I get up in the morning, I'm going to read a chapter in the Bible so that I can say I read a chapter in the Bible and I read my Word for the day. Is that really why you're reading? Why'd you waste your time? When you read that word, you should be searching and making sure you're lining up with it, everything it's saying. And asking God to reveal it to you. That it's not just words you're reading, so that you can say, I read a chapter in the morning before I went to work. Saints, I'm just talking about people that is real. Real sons and daughters of God. And not fakes, as I mentioned before. But real sons of God. But why is all this? There's an answer. There's an answer. And little elected, by faith and grace, you see yourself lining up with this word and overcoming. I'm not saying you're going to get there all at once. The word doesn't say that. But we're overcomers.
Amen.
And as we receive the word, we become the word. But if you see that happening in your life, you ought to be so thankful. But how scared we'll become when we find out if we're one, that the word keeps coming and keeps coming, and we find ourselves we've been dull of hearing.
Amen.
And we just become hearers of the word and not doers. How scared you should be, but the problem of it is you won't be with the answer that God gives. You should be, but you won't be. That's why we have so many thousands in this message that thinks they're going in. Christ's mystery God revealed. His body will do the works that he promised. Who is that? That's us. His body. We are his body. We are his wife. The body of Christ. His body will do the works that he promised. Like in Mark 16 and so forth. His body was not held in a grave, but was recognized with him in the resurrection. Do you get it? The congregation says amen. Then the body of his believing children, now that's you and I, it was supposed to be. His body of believing children will not be held in the grave when he comes. If we go the way of the grave. But we will be recognized with him because he died for the purpose to resurrect his bride. The body, see, recognized because it is his body, because it's the Word, is so completely yielded from denomination and things to him, and he is the Word. He is the Word. See? And it's recognized with him because now we have the first fruit of our resurrection. And this body is going to be what? So yielded to him. Who is him? The Word. Just as I speak on being yielded to him, they will come under surrenderance to that. Where they'll be yielded to him. Which he is the Word. And if that Word says that don't do this and don't do that, you will see them yield to that. If they are that body of his, they will yield to it. See? They're the first fruit of our, or he says, we have the first fruit of our resurrection. By now that we've passed from death into life and become prisoners of his. I just mentioned again here a while back recently about prisoners. Again, what a prisoner does. Prisoner cannot do nothing unless he's let out to do something. You mean I have to serve God like that? Yeah. Yeah. That means you don't take life on and say, I'm going to do this. James gives us the example. If the Lord will, if he should tarry, I will do this. I will do that. I will do this if the Lord will. Because it might be the Lord's will. We might have something planned. And if we aren't yielded, amen, the Holy Ghost may want to deal with us to do this certain thing. But we've got our mind set, I'm going to do that. And then God's will don't get done. We've done our own will. So what happens in that situation? We are not a prisoner of the Lord Jesus Christ. Number two, we are not yielded to the Lord Jesus Christ. Number three, we are not surrendered to the Lord Jesus Christ. And all three are one. See? Because we've got in our mind, I'm going to do this regardless. Just think of it again now. Let's think of it as our soul. The scripture said, what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? You ever think about that much? I've sat down and thought about that different times. What will man give in exchange for his soul? Now we know we've got to live by this body word, the Son of Man. The Word of God. And we know that our soul is what feeds off of that word. Is that right? Amen. Now what if, especially there may be a special need in my life, that maybe I'm not been able to overcome something. It's something, it just seems like it just, every time a trial comes, it wants to creep back up. It's just been a battle. And it needs to be taken care of and straightened up. And Brother Branham said in the message, how do I overcome? He said, how do I overcome? He was asked the question. He said, through the Word of God and prayer. Okay? There's the answer. Now, what if I don't yield to that? What will man give in exchange for his soul? Let's bring that back. And I'll use something that we all do, and there's nothing wrong with it. I'm going fishing. And there's something in my life that needs to overcome. I'm going fishing. What was the most important thing to you in your life? I don't have to answer it. You can. I'm just trying to express to you how God's looking at this thing, scripturally. What's the most important thing? I may have a little problem doing this or that, but I'm going hunting regardless. Maybe, remember, what will a man give in exchange for his soul? We take this, or we exchange it for fishing. And there's nothing wrong with fishing, believe me. It's a good thing to go fishing. But in God's eyes, what's going to be him seeing you give in exchange for? And you just let that thing go in your life and let it go, and you're not really concerned about it really being overcome, and you know that you need to get in the Word of God and search it and pray and cry out to God. Lord, I need to understand this. What's going on that I can't overcome this thing? But Brother Henry says, let's go fishing. Okay, let's go. And look how much easier it was to yield to that fishing than it was this. Amen. What will man give in exchange for a soul? Friends, regardless of what we think, there is a word for every situation in life. Amen. It may not be recalled back to us, and we may not have it in our heart, and we may not really be concerned about it, but there's a word for every situation in life. And God made sure there was. Because if he didn't, he could not have said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. So he had to make sure all the bases was covered. Amen. Everything was taken care of. Mm-hmm. And why was he going to do that? So on the day of judgment, you couldn't stand there and say, well, Lord, you didn't tell me about that. Yes, I did. Mm-hmm. You didn't catch it. But I said, what will man give in exchange for his soul? Amen. That's all I had to say. Well, Brother Steele, I never think about that. That's what I'm telling you, friend. That's the way the biggest majority of message-believing people are. They don't think about it. And that's why it's going to be just very, very, very few. Many are called. Together all around it. But few are chosen. What will we yield to? I had a lot more to say, but I'm running out of time. I think if you just think about what I've said so far tonight and you start reading some scripture, you'll see it. You'll see it when the prophet brings these things. If I could just, by God's grace, get you in a channel to meditate about it, what will man give? What are you going to yield to? You may be a little sister. Husband come home from work. Maybe you've had a little rough day with the children. And husband mentions something. And he's just as kind as could be about it, but just the way the days went for you, you had to snap. already knew that, talked to Honey, and he said, yeah, you can go get groceries tonight. And so she's all primed and ready to go get groceries, but she snapped. And she's got this problem of snapping when she shouldn't be snapping. If that little woman was yielded right to the Lord, she said, honey, can I forget getting groceries? I need to go out and pray. I need to cry out to the Lord. Now what's more important? Was you getting groceries so you could go get the good buys and things on sale and just gobble, gobble, go all the things that's going to go in the waste? Or is it about eternal life? Am I making sense?
Amen.
Or should I say, is the Holy Ghost making sense to us? Because it's only by the Holy Ghost that these things are brought to our attention. I can't think of these things myself. At the times that's supposed to come and all that. But God moves. And he pulls you this direction. That is, get this, read this, think about this. This is what they need. Once you read that, talk about this. See? Oh, Lord. Lord, help us. I'm telling you, I don't know what it is, but I don't care how high we may think we are. God's word always can come and show us we need to climb higher.
Yeah, yes.
But I thank God for that.
Yes.
Because if I was on this rung and thought everything was okay, oh, that's what down the road we're going to see, how sad that's going to be. But if there's something there that keeps getting me to reach higher and higher, and keep climbing and growing and growing and growing,
Amen.
How thankful I am. I just hope we all can grow together.
Amen.
As I grow, can you grow too? You see? Oh my. Lord, help me.
Amen.
Help me. I want to be one, Lord.
Amen.
That'll do everything you tell me to do. That'll know exactly what you're talking about in every circumstance in life. But just what I've mentioned, saints, can't you look around and see? I'm sure you've got some message-believing people you know. Just look around. What's most important in their life? What are they really yielding to? What is really, truly, honestly being yielded to? Entertainment? Amusements? Devices? Computers, jobs, homes, phones. What is really being yielded to? When we need God in our life in a greater way, and it's so much easier to take the way of something of the world. It's so easy. There's no pressure to it. It's just at our fingertips. But prayer and reading, crying out to God, is hard for the flesh. It's a lot easier out there throwing a fishing line in. It's so much more desirous, pleasure. But to have to sit there and study the Word of God and find out why I'm doing this wrong, and to pray, maybe miss a meal, to fast, ask God for help. That's too hard. It's too hard. Well, the flesh is weak, but the Spirit is truly ready.
Amen.
God help us.
Amen.
Amen. May one day I look back and think, or be able to see on the other side, and know it wasn't in vain.
Amen.
But it was for a purpose.
Amen.
doing the work for the Lord. Amen. Do you love Him?
Amen.
I love Him, but I want to express to Him I love Him by keeping His commandments.
Amen.
That everything I do, the Word will be kept. Everything He gives me will be kept. And I'll be able to understand everything. Well, Brother Steve, you may not understand it. I want to understand everything. I may not get the revelation of everything while I'm here on this earth, but Lord, I want it all.
Amen.
Give me the revelation of every word you've got.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, let it be real in my heart.
Amen.
So people can see Jesus Christ is alive.
Amen.
I was going to read some more, but I'll quit there. Won't you, sisters, come on up. But saints, I'm telling you, people can see Christ in you. And you may not seem like you're doing a thing. I'm telling you. I had it happen again on the job just this past week. All I did was speak to a man about his vehicle. I don't know. I didn't know the man. I don't know if I've ever seen him in my life unless I'd seen he was on the street and didn't recognize who it was. And right now at this point, I don't even remember his name. In just a few minutes of dealing with that man, I walk away. And he goes up to one of the other men on the job and he said, "That man must be a Christian, isn't he?" And of course, my co-worker said, "Yeah, he is." He said, "I could tell." He said, "I could just see it on his face." He said, "I knew he was." And the man said, "Yeah, he is. He really is." I didn't do anything different. I didn't even talk to him about the Lord or nothing. But what do they see? I want to see Jesus Christ in me regardless of what goes on. I don't know what's going on, what he's seen. I don't know. But he must have seen something. But Lord, I want every person that sees me see Jesus Christ. Said he could see it on my face, but what did he see in my face? I don't see nothing when I see in the mirror. I don't see nothing special when I look in the mirror and see this face looking at me in the mirror. What did he see? I don't know. I don't know. But I can tell you this. God said in his word that people would see it. The vilest sinner. May my life be salty. That others may want to drink. And I may not realize it. You may not realize it. You may not even realize what you're doing. But people can look at you and see there's something genuine about you. Real. Real. Genuine. Just Lord, help it to be every person. Let me not fail. Help me not to go and get in the flesh one time, Lord, but help every man and woman, every passerby see Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Isn't that what the Word said it would be?
Amen.
Go back and read it, friends.
Amen.
Well, I think I got to go and tell everybody about the Lord. You know, for some reason, I don't think that's necessary. There'll be a time when you need to and should. But they should just be able to look at you and say. That's like I told you years and years ago. When I used to still go to Kings Island, which you won't find me there anymore. But when I used to go there, and all these thousands of people around, I mean just sick-looking people, and a man walks up to me and says, "Are you a minister?" I said, "Yes." He said, "I knew you was. So I could tell by looking at you. I could tell how you was conducting yourself." I don't know who the man was. But he asked me if I was a minister. I said, "Yes." You don't have to go around tooting your horn. "I'm a Christian. I'm a believer. I'm this." No. I don't believe that. According to God's word, you don't have to. Let them see Jesus Christ in you.
Amen.
And you know what? That's the real Jehovah Witness. That's the real Jehovah Witnesses. That God is alive. Not knocking on doorsteps and walking on doorsteps, knocking on doors. Oh my. God help me. I want to live the way you want me to live.
Amen.
I want to give till there's just no more to give, Lord. Amen. Help me, Lord. Is that your desire?
Amen.
Amen. Let's sing a little chorus. I want to live the way He wants me to live. I want to give until there's just no more to give. Hallelujah.
I want to
love till there's just no more love. I could never, ever outlove the Lord. Sing it again. I want to live, oh yes, Lord, hallelujah, oh God, to live. I want to give until there's just no more to give. I want to Why don't you come up and dismiss us? Amen. Yes.
First, I want to thank the Lord for touching my shoulder. I heard it yesterday, and I couldn't even raise my arm. But tonight I can raise it.
Amen. Thank the Lord.
Brother Bobby, I talked to him before he came to church, and he desires prayers. They're thinking about moving him to my car mortgage.
Okay. All right. Let's pray and ask God to change Brother Guy says singer's way of thinking.
Amen.
You'd have to know what I'm talking about.
Amen.
And if he hears this, I want him to know that's what he needs. It's to change his way of thinking with this situation, so that he will think in the way that God, and the way it would be pleasing to God. Not of thinking of himself, but thinking the way God wants him to think about it.
Amen.
You see? Let's pray that God will do that.
Amen.
Amen. Change his way of thinking. That God will help him. We love Brother Guy Singer.
Amen.
And I'm telling you, he'd do anything he could in the world for any of us. He's done a lot for the church, I'm telling
Amen.
You. He really has. He's always told me many times, he said, Brother DeLong, he said, I can't do something physically for the church, but God has blessed me with a little bit of funds to be able to help the church money-wise. And he has done that many, many times.
Amen.
I'm telling you, many times. I pray God will bless him richly for it.
Amen.
Amen. But I want to see Brother Guy sing well.
Amen.
And come back.
Amen.
Amen. This is where he needs to be.
Amen.
This is where he needs spiritual food. Sitting under the table, God's table, being
Amen.
Fed the Word of God. Pray for him.
Amen.
Amen. I love him. I know God can move.
Because
God still moves.
Yes.
God still moves.
Amen.
Yes, he does. Amen. Brother Gens will come up and dismiss us. And if you will, remember Brother Geisinger. Amen. Praise God. Praise his name.
Lord, well, I love and appreciate the Lord, and I appreciate his message tonight, and just many things lately that the Lord's dealt with Brother Dillon's heart on, that been crying out to the Lord. And I just Well, I encourage our brother to keep pressing on and keep bringing the word that we have need of, because sometimes maybe to him, he may not understand why he's bringing what he is. But I know each and every one of us have our own battles. And we know what Satan's trying to do to us and trying to distract us and just trying to slow that little bride down, but we're just thankful for him. Gracious Heavenly Father, we just love and appreciate you so much tonight, and thankful for your word. Thankful for the desire that you even place in our hearts that's burning. Lord, that there's not a satisfaction, that no matter how far we've climbed or how far we've made it, there's a thirsting in my soul, Lord, to reach higher, that I'm not satisfied where I'm at. And Lord, to keep pressing on. And Lord, I'm thinking about that message that Brother Joseph Branham preached on his cell phone. And he was talking about, if you're having a struggle pressing through, he said, pray for 2-3 minutes. God will take that. And he'll help you. And Lord, I went to you and asked you. I said, Lord, I seem like sometimes my prayers are repetitive. And Lord, struggling with reaching out. And Lord, seeing how that you're helping me with that, Father. And maybe there's others that struggle with that also. Lord, that if they just keep yielding themselves unto you and pray and get in that word and pray and get in that word. And Lord, it's just seeing the change and the difference and having that closer relationship and communion with you, Lord. I just thank you so much, Father, for that. I just thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing in our lives. And Lord, how you're getting us ready for that wonderful day that's coming. And that, Lord, that we have it in our hearts to search out our salvation, and checking our lives with that word. And Lord, not just reading scriptures to be reading, but Lord, actually read it and search our lives and ask you, Lord, is this being applied in my life today? And Lord, even as our brother was talking tonight about, sometimes we don't feel like, maybe we don't feel that presence. People don't know it or see it. And then you have a situation, a life comes up, and then a sinner, or maybe even some people that call themselves Christian, but you wouldn't know it by looking at their lives, will come up and say something about what they're seeing in your life. And Lord, that's what I want greater in my life. And not going out here and what I say with my lips, but Lord, that they see Jesus Christ, that word, living through this tabernacle. That's what I want to see in my life. That dynamics with the mechanics striking. That the 100% octane, as Brother Bram talked about. And that all them cylinders firing, Lord. Not something to make up and push myself to, but Lord, it's something that's bubbling from the inside. And Lord, that people would see it. And as our brother said, Lord, they would thirst to have what we have. Oh, Lord, because I do believe there's somebody out there that hasn't come in yet. And maybe that person will come in contact with them, Lord. Will they see that word living in our lives so much? They, as he was talking about, they may be the rankest of sinners. But Lord, that they look at our life and they see that. And they would want that, Father. And that's what I want in my life. Lord, just fill me up completely. Be as you was, Lord, full of the Holy Ghost. And that quickening power, Lord, in our lives, Lord. And just turning these bodies quickly to overcome and yield, Lord, unto that word. Oh, how I just love and appreciate you, Lord. Just make it alive in each and every one of our lives tonight. And Lord, we remember Brother Bobby. Lord, you know the situation, Lord. We believe and trust in you, Father, and we're applying our tokens with our prayer tonight, Lord, for him. And Lord, let's ask that you would intervene and do what needs to be done, Father. Because, Lord, we do miss him, Father. And we want to see him to be here with us and to be in fellowship with us around your great table of your word, Lord, and in communion, Lord, with you, Father. And Lord, I have another special request for Alyssa. Lord, you know the circumstance in her life. Lord, I ask tonight, Lord, that you would take your gentle hands, Lord, around that little precious child, Lord. And just, Lord, let her feel your love. And that, Lord, that she's a special person on this earth, as we all are, Father. But may she feel that, Lord Jesus, tonight. And that, Lord, that she can get the help that she needs, Lord. And, Lord, we just love and appreciate you so much. We also ask, Lord, that you just be with Amy's mom as she's going through the cancer and the treatment for it, Lord. That, Lord, even if it's you know, your will for her to heal her, for that, Lord, that she could be a testimony, that she can say that she knows that, Father, there is a living God, and that through the prayers of the saints, she know that you intervene. And Lord, just help us as we go through that situation also, Father.
Yes.
And Lord, you know every one of our needs here tonight, Lord, what they are, what's on our hearts, what we're struggling with. Lord, we just ask, Father, that you just have your way in our lives, Father. Just meet those needs, Father. And Lord, may we come together in love and just pray for one another. Pray for each other, Lord, every day, Lord, that, Lord, you would help each and every one of us. Lord, be with us, and if you should tarry till Sunday, Lord, may, as we go through the next couple days, Lord, may we pray and study your word. May we be prayed up when we come to service, Lord, ready to receive that word that you lay on our brother's heart to bring forth. And may we be truly hungry, Lord, to receive that word. And we just love and appreciate you for everything that you're doing. And we just give you the glory and honor and the praise in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to live the way.